Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Showtime is one of those individuals you know because of his musical style, but right now he's being known because he's a part of the eclectic mix that is Last Supper. He's making his first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also we're going to be talking about the single I Believe in Love Again. Showtime, good afternoon, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
Doing really good, man. I really appreciate you taking out the time. I know you guys have been crazy busy promoting, of course, the new project. But, you know, it's getting a lot of great feedback, I think, in reviews. And really, I think one thing that really sticks out to me, Showtime, is how you can have all of these individuals come together. I know we had Big Daddy Kane on the program a few weeks ago. All of you guys kind of bring your own flavor to the mix. What has it been like for you to not only work with these other artists, but to be able to create a music that really is all its own?
It's been a pleasure, man. First of all, shout out to Big Daddy Kane and Elliptic Crew, Last Supper. You know, it's been an excellent experience, man, being able to work with those guys. You know, of course, working with the legend Big Daddy Kane, and then working with a group of musicians who are so, you know, multi-talented, you know, because, you know, those guys were known for playing samples. So, you know, soul music is built on that kind of stuff. So,
right.
You know, working with those types of guys that, like, you know, understand the essence of that kind of soul music and then adding myself into the mix along with the legend, it's amazing, bro. I can't front, man. It's amazing, man.
Yeah. And what I think is so great, man, they talk about people not being able to work together. You guys are a great example of what can happen when you bring your own creativity together. So, Showtime, since we haven't had you on the program before, I want to ask you this. When did you first realize that music was your thing? Because you have been able to make a name for yourself as an individual. When did you first know that you had something special when it came to music?
Man, I think when I was in junior high school, I noticed in junior high school I was playing the drums because I was a drummer by nature originally, and I was playing the drums and somebody was like, yo man, you know, you should sing, you know, with this group with us, you know, you should come and sing. And I was already, you know, I had been brought up in the church and my mother and father were both musicians and singers, so I had the singing thing in me, but I wasn't really, you know, into it. So I was like, girls like the drummers, but then I found out girls like the singer. And then right from that moment, man, I just start rocking, man. And then, you know, I start developing it around different artists and different groups and, you know, getting out here and getting in cover bands and, you know, seeing what people like, you know what I mean?
Really right.
Starting to establish what people like and then coming into my own self and then, you know, finding out who Showtime was, you know, working with different artists like Music Soul Child and Case and all these different people, man. So it's a great, like I said earlier, man, it's a great journey. You know, ever since a little child, I've wished, you know what I mean, for that day of, you know, be able to sing to the masses. So, you know, now I'm getting the opportunity, so I'm grateful.
Yeah, and not only are you singing to the masses, I mean, the masses are responding. I was thinking about when I first heard about Last Supper, about you guys coming together, Showtime, I was reading one review, and they were basically talking about, you know, it really takes something special to be able to not only be able to kind of put self aside and to think, you know, for the good of the group, but also to be able to take a risk when it came to music. Do you think that's been part of the success, you're not being afraid to take risks?
Yes. I think that's definitely been a part of the success because, you know, I always say, you know, you can't fool the fans, you can't fool the people. You know, you have a lot of people that put up facades and different things like that. If you offer people yourself, either they're going to accept it or reject it, and thank God they're accepting it. You know what I mean? They're accepting
right.
It right now. So, you know, that's the blessing in it.
That is the blessing, and I think that's definitely what people are responding to.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you or someone you love experienced relapse? Are you suffering in silence with shame? This is Holly Kenley, author of a new book on relapse entitled Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time. In Mountain Air, I describe the pain and shame of my personal descent into relapse and my powerful recovering journey. Mountain Air will reveal 5 time-tested lessons for healing from any type of relapse. Whether you have returned to an addiction or resurrendered to an abusive relationship or regressed into any kind of unhealthy pattern of behavior, Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time, is waiting for you. Available now on Amazon.com. Go there, get a copy, and reclaim your healing truths.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Showtime. He's making his first appearance here on the program, talking with us not only about what it's been like for him to kind of come into his own. He was mentioning it was in middle school when he first realized the gift, but now to be a part of Last Supper as well, which is a great eclectic mix. And the music definitely is something that is special. I believe in Love Again is a single we'll be listening to here. But there are a lot of different songs, I think, on this project that have been getting noticed for different reasons. I was curious, you know, when it first was announced, when you guys first knew that this was going to, you know, be it, this is going to be the group, what was it like for you as an artist, Showtime? Did you feel as though you were starting all over again, essentially?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, because I actually did. I had to. You know what I mean? I had to kind of, like, backtrack and start, because it was a new day. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of times we as artists, we get caught up in our yesterdays and forget about our tomorrow. So I had to, like, put my yesterdays to the side, you know, and be like, okay, cool, let's start on tomorrow. And, you know, really develop something new, something fresh, something that had never been done before. You know what I mean? Not, you know, this project is something that's never been done with a band, a hip-hop artist, and a singer together in a group.
Right.
You know, because, like, I know Kane probably told you, well, and you have the album, as you can see, it's not like Kane's rapping, you know, 16 bars, I'm singing, you know, one song, and he's on the hook. No, it's like I'm singing the verse, he may sing the other half of the verse. You know what I mean? He may rap the other half of the verse. He's even singing backgrounds on it. You know what I mean? So this is something that, you know, is fresh and new. And I think the people need it. You know what I mean? And I think they were longing for something like this, you know, like the group says, Last Supper. They were longing for a meal. You know what I mean? A meal for the soul.
Yeah, a meal for the soul. And that's definitely what you guys, you know, are able to give. You know, social media has been a big driving force, Showtime. I know you've seen it over the past few years. It's something new, even for artists that have established themselves like yourself. Talk to us about that, because that's one of the ways that I and others have talked about you guys through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Talk to us about what it's been like for you to get that instant response to the music.
It's been great, bro. It's been great because, you know, like you said, it's an instant response, whereas before you had to wait, you know, to see what people thought about it and all that stuff and wait for the magazines to come out and wait for this and wait for this publication if it only runs once a month or whatever. Now you can see it instantly. If somebody likes the song, they're like, oh, I love this song, or I love this, you know, I love the pictures, I love this, I love that. And it's very, very gratifying to us as a group. You know what I mean? It's very gratifying to us as a group, because we're knowing, now we're getting to know that our work is getting a stamp of approval from the people.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's a great thing, you know. I don't knock the old school way, you know, because, you know, I'm an old school type of guy, you know. But this new thing is really rocking. It's rocking. It's getting, you know, like it's getting the word out there. It's getting the word out there. And now you can reach way more people, you know,
right,
with these different networks. You know, you can reach, you know, instead of, you know, us just reaching, you know, the people in Georgia or the people in Atlanta, well, that's the same place, but the people in Georgia, the people in Florida, now we can
right.
go to Budapest. We can reach the people in Budapest. We can reach the people in Europe. We can reach the people in Croatia. We can reach the people in London. You know what I mean? So that's great. That's a great thing. You know, that's a great thing.
Yeah. You know, I think when people think about you, Showtime, and they think about Big Daddy Kane, they think about, of course, you know, being able to have Lifted Crew, as you mentioned, to have you guys all together, it definitely is a return to what I look at as real music, where you actually are not just, you know, listening to something because of the beat, even though the beat is good, there actually is a message there, as in the song, as I mentioned, that our listeners will be able to enjoy, I Believe in Love Again. Talk to us about the album title, Back to the Future, what that means for you.
Well, actually, you know, it's kind of funny. What we did was, with the Back to the Future, it's really a replica of what today's society needs to hear, with the interpretation of the old school. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want people to get the impression that the album is old, because it feels very new and very
right.
fresh. You know, the messages are very fresh and very new. You know, we're not, you know, we're not on there saying boing boing and all that stuff. No, we're, you know, we're just giving it a different twist to what is relevant of today.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And that's what Back to the Future really means. It's like, you know, so we're taking it back, but we're still speaking about futuristic things and things that are of this, you know, of this realm, but just coming from a, you know, a 60s, 70s perspective.
And there you go. There you go. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have joining us, of course, R&B recording artist Showtime. We're getting ready to listen
what
to the single
guys?
Here. The single here is I Believe in Love Again. Showtime, stay with us. We'll be right back after this, okay?
Right on.
Touch nobody before.
back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with recording artist Showtime. You guys just heard I Believe in Love Again from their project, Back to the Future, of course. You know, so Showtime, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you guys and, of course, be able to support the music as well.
Oh, well, you can reach us at www.lastsupper.com. You can reach us at Twitter, Last Supper, at Twitter, LastSupper. Also on Instagram, Last Supper. You can also reach us on official BigDaddyKane.com. Also, to buy the album, iTunes, Amazon, LastSupper.com. Back to the Future by artist Last Supper, no T, LastSupper. You will not be disappointed. Showtime, Big Daddy Kane, Lifted Crew, together we make Last Supper.
Well, thank you so much for that, Showtime, for taking the time to be with us today on this Friday afternoon. We're getting ready for the weekend, and what better way to be able to end the week? I want to thank our good friend Kathy Jo, who is a big supporter of Conversations Live, for being able to say how much she loves the song. I love it too, Kathy. It is one of those songs, I think, that people, even like myself, who are dance, you know, deficient, we can at least kind of move a little bit to it. But the whole album is like that. So get back to the future today. You will definitely not be disappointed. Showtime, we thank you. And also we thank Big Daddy Kane as well for coming on the program a couple of weeks ago to kind of introduce this program to us. Last Supper is doing amazing things. If you have not seen the music video, you guys have to head over to YouTube.com and watch it. It is amazing, but you'll be seeing it on television very soon. Now, as he says there, of course, you can be able to stay in contact with Showtime and Last Supper on Facebook, Twitter. Of course, the website is LastSupper.com, LastSupper.com is where you guys can go. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. That's actually it for me until Sunday here on Conversations Live. But really thank you guys for being a part of our success here. We interview our 300th guest of the year next week, actually next Tuesday. Can't tell you who it is, but you'll have to make sure you stay tuned and listen. If you guys came in late and missed part of this conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is head over to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. That's how I've been keeping up with you guys as the show has been going on. Of course, listening to my guests, but also, of course, making sure I interact with you guys as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live this Friday afternoon. Have a great one.